Welcome back to Johnny B's Show, Friday night. We're going to carry you right into your weekend. Feel good freestyle foodie Friday. The freestyle is already in full effect. We're going to try to make the feel good happen. And, of course, we will inject some food into the conversation before this night is over because we are fat asses. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So, first round, Buccaneers pick Joe Tryon, Will.
They did, yeah.
I'm excited about it. I mean, I looked at a lot of his film today. He seems to be a pretty good kid. It was kind of funny when I watched, some of the stuff, some of his Zoom meetings and stuff today. He said he had to go get a Bucks hat from the mall because they didn't send him a hat. And I said, what the hell, Bucks?
Yeah, that's messed up.
What are we doing? I don't know the process. I know when they were doing the draft from everybody's basements and stuff last year when the pandemic first fired off, they sent them not only did they send them a package with like webcams and all the stuff they needed, routers and all the stuff they needed to zoom in with a lot of quality, but I think they sent them like all 32 NFL team hats.
Yeah, I thought that was the deal.
Yo, that's a lot of hats, man. Those things are worth like $40 a piece. A new era hat.
They get them at cost, I'm sure.
I don't know. It's a new era. But either way, I would think this year, if they weren't attending, at least send like the top 10 prospects send a hat,
Yeah.
But he said he had no hat.
Well, he might have not. I found this interesting that I was wondering why I didn't know his name.
Right.
And I know he played at Washington, mm-hmm. He's in the Pac-10. I don't really pay attention to Pac-10. But I also learned that he sat out the 2020 season entirely because of COVID-19. He had a great year.
Well, I think the Pac-10 only had 5 games also because they canceled the season and then they came back like in November, I think.
I mean, he would have had, in 2019, he had 41 tackles, 12 and a half sacks.
Oh, he's a pimp.
And or 12 and a half tackles and 8 sacks, in 2019. Right. And he would have been probably pretty high if he would have played, the whole season.
Yeah.
But maybe he wasn't expected to go. I actually have a little bit of audio of him talking about it. If you want to play that.
I like it, yeah.
I think that these guys were on you in terms of their interest. And having not played last year, did you were you fearful at all that might affect you more than it did?
I knew Buccaneers, I knew they were interested in me, interviewed them several times throughout the process, got to meet their GM, head coach. So, I knew they were definitely interested. They made it verbal. They told me, if you're there at 32, we're going to hopefully take you. And circumstances happened and, ended up in a perfect spot for me. I can't wait to be a Buck. And to add on that opt-out thing, I knew not playing would affect me, not getting picked high, but I'm not worried about getting picked high. I'm worried about just finding the right place, and I did in Tampa Bay. I'm just ready to get back to real football.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So that's pretty exciting. He sounds like he was, I kind of feel bad for him. He might have even been higher, but I guess it doesn't matter. First round pick. He's in a great spot as far as you can't really ask for a better spot to be than the people he's going to be learning from.
I know.
And he's going to be playing a lot, too.
I know, initially the money is not going to be as great if you're not picked in the top 10. But if I was a young college player coming out and I was highly recruited, man, I'm telling you, I think for longevity and for success, you don't want to be in the top 10. You just don't. If you look at the most successful quarterbacks, not a whole lot of them were drafted in the top 5. I mean, you'd rather land with a good organization. Like this kid, of all the quarterbacks that got drafted, the one that I think has the best opportunity to go far. I mean, obviously Trevor Lawrence is sitting in a great spot with a great he's got a great coach. Whether that translates to NFL coaching, I don't know, but I mean, they have 6 picks in their first five rounds or 4 rounds. But this kid from Ohio State that the Bears picked up, Fields.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in a spot where they already have a great defense. You know what I mean? Like, he has a better chance at succeeding than this kid Zach Wilson that the Jets picked up. The Jets are garbage. And they're going to be until they get new owners. So I don't know. I look at the kid Mac Jones goes to the Patriots at 15. Would you rather, if you're Mac Jones, would you rather play for the Jets or the Patriots? You know,
I wonder how they would feel about that, because I feel like, you know, the Patriots had obviously had an historic run over the past 20 years or so. They had a setback, obviously, last year. Brady came here, won a Super Bowl.
Well, they had five starters opt out of the season, too.
Sure.
And Cam Newton sucks balls.
Well.
Yeah, he does.
Cam Newton was a great quarterback at one point.
In 2015.
He was an elite quarterback.
He was.
And I don't know. I think he would be excited to get into, obviously get coached by Bill Belichick and see if you can bring him back to prominence.
Yeah.
Or would you rather be in a position where you can take a loser
and
potentially make them, you know, bring them back to some sort of
prominence?
The Jets are a historic franchise. You bring
historic,
them back.
Historic. In every sense of the word, they haven't won in 40 years.
Well, sure. But I mean, they were when it was Broadway Joe. Yeah. This is a long time ago. But I'm saying they were a perennial, you know.
They were good for 4 years in the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. And they had a couple little playoff runs 15 years ago, but they suck.
Well, I'm saying, you know, you can be in a position. You're the guy.
They suck.
Bring him back. And I would think if you're, you know, in any sort of field, sports, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, that you think that you're the best doing it and you want to go in there and say, I can turn this franchise around.
If you think you can, or you can be a bust. Like, you know.
Many have been.
If you look at all the first overall picks at quarterback, aside from, like, Baker Mayfield, and the jury's still not out on him. But a lot of these guys aren't even on the same team 3 or 4 years later. Sam Darnold got traded. You have all these different quarterbacks that just – they come in and then they're supposed to be like the saviors and they suck because they're surrounded by suck. You know, the Bucs just drafted, 20 minutes ago, they drafted Kyle Trask out of Florida. I think Kyle Trask has a better chance at succeeding in the NFL than Zach Wilson playing for the Jets because Kyle Trask is going to sit behind Brady for a year.
Exactly. And you know, you throw these kids into the fire.
Yeah.
And sometimes it pays off. But even if you remember, we played Jeopardy yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was who was the rookie with the most interceptions, you know, ever in his first season. That was Peyton Manning.
Right.
And luckily he was able to pull out of that tailspin.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seems to me, I don't know what the percentage is, but most of these, you know, kids that get picked out and, you know, end up going in the first round don't typically pan out.
You know how he
a good
you know,
amount don't pan
you
out.
You know how Peyton Manning pulled out of that tailspin? You know who his quarterback's coach was?
Bruce Arians.
Bruce the man Arians.
And that's
baby.
Another thing. He's going to have Bruce and Tom Brady coaching Trask. So I like the pick a lot.
The more I think about it, the more I like it.
And
now,
he's a big kid.
I saw him play great at Florida. What turned me off was his pro day because I was watching Kyle Pitts, who ended up getting drafted by the Falcons, and Kadarius Toney, who got drafted by the Giants last night. And I didn't see the zip on the ball. And I was like, you know, and my first thought was Tim Tebow. Great college quarterback, Florida Gator, not a really strong arm when it comes to zipping that ball. In the NFL, you got to throw it on a frozen rope because coverage is five times tighter than the coverage you face in college football, you know?
Sure.
You can't throw ducks out there.
I get it.
They'll pick it off. Any hoosies. Let's take a couple phone calls before we get to the top of the hour. Johnny B. Show, who it is?
Hey, this is Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, man. Hey, I just wanted to second Kelly's opinion, man. You'd really be lucky to get with his daughter. I mean, she sounds like a real catch. I think you really ought to pursue her.
Oh, dude, I'll totally smash that if she'll let me.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, pal.
Good call.
I like it.
I wanted to get the Facebook to look her up.
Hey, Kelly, what's up, dude?
Man, Johnny B, what kind of bull crap is that, man?
What, man? The guy said your daughter's probably hot. I mean, I'm agreeing with him.
Yeah, she is.
Hey, wouldn't that be weird? Wouldn't that be weird if we went from being junior high school classmates to you being my dad?
Hey, grandfather. Hey.
You'd be my daddy.
Holler if you hear me.
You'd be my daddy. Holler if you hear me.
Hey, Johnny B, have you watched a new Naked and Afraid?
Nope.
Very weird. Hey, what's your daughter's name?
I tell you what.
Every time I get out of the shower, I'm naked and afraid. Come on now, let's go.
My daughter's name, Bobby Lynn.
Oh, my God, yes.
Bobby Lynn.
I just imagine her
name.
Wearing Daisy Dukes and like a little flannel up in the front.
Is that what her Facebook's under, Kelly?
Yeah, and she did, and I'm mad about it. But
oh,
anyway.
Yeah. I bet she looks like a Dukes waitress, but in a good way.
Yeah. She looks like Daisy Duke. Yeah.
Well, I found a Bobby Lynn that lives in Tampa, but she appears to be a woman of color. Your daughter's not black, is she?
Yeah, which I'm totally down with that.
She lives in North Carolina now, Greenville.
Greenville, North Carolina. Woo!
Yeah.
Weedy Bobby. Look under Weedy Bobby.
Weedy Bobby.
Weedy Gummy Bobby.
I can't find her.
All righty. Well, we tried. All right, Bobby
Lynn Johnson.
Sounds like a country song. Bobby Lynn Johnson ate a lot of weed. Bobby Lynn Johnson left it on the counter. And two little babies, they ate all the gummies, went to the hospital. They were high until they died. Come on now, Bobby's in jail. I'm sorry.
You look better than money in the bank.
Look, I was singing a real song. You're singing some.
How do you spell Bobby?
Made up stuff. B-O-B-B-I. I'm sure she's a gal. Yeah.
Why?
Why? Oh, okay. Never mind.
And then how do you spell Lynn?
I-E.
It's
I-E.
Man, learn how to spell your kid's name.
How do you spell Lynn?
Yeah, Lynn. L-I-N. Is she half Asian?
L-Y-N-N.
Oh, Lynn. Country Lynn. Like Loretta Lynn.
Bobby
yes.
Lynn Johnson.
Bobby Lynn Johnson.
Is she brunette?
Yeah.
Her daddy's from Oak Creek. Yeah.
Oh, I think I found her.
Bobby Lynn Johnson.
It doesn't have much on her face.
Is her birth date 3/21/97?
Jesus, you're putting it all out there. She's going to get kidnapped.
3/21. I don't see that on here, Kel.
Bobby Lynn Johnson.
Does she enjoy basketball? That's one of her interests.
She loves basketball.
I got some of her best shots making three-pointers on her basketball team.
Oh, this must be her then.
I got a couple balls for her.
Nice.
Yeah.
And she's a brunette, huh?
Your phone's ringing. Your team almost ringing.
She's okay.
It's my homeless buddy in Gainesville.
Oh, wow.
Sandy just got his Harley fixed.
What's up?
Wow.
Motorcycle and a sleeping bag.
Bobby Lynn Johnson had an uncle with no home. He lived on his motorcycle.
Hey, Bobby Lynn, congratulations on getting out of jail, baby.
Yeah.
I love you. Daddy loves you.
Daddy loves you.
She listening?
Great success.
That's my pride and joy.
Hell yeah, dude. She's going to be my pride and joy as soon as I move her down here, Daddy.
Slide in my DMs.
Let's go.
Johnny B, that's up to her, but I'll bring forth some of that chatter and ching ching, holler if you hear me.
You got it. All right. So I have your blessing.
Hey, tell Will to put it back in his pants. Hey, say it.
Just wrap that thing up, Will.
I'm leaving it out always.
Always. It's hanging out right now.
Both of ours hanging out. Put them jumbo Trojans up. Say it.
Magnums all day long, Daddy.
You know it, brother.
Magnums, yeah. Yeah, Will, Big Will has Big Willie Coots sporting a Magnum.
That's right. That's why they call him Big Willie. Yeah, baby. No Derringers around here, only Magnums.